Justin, it's me, Allison. I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning, but you said you'd be there for me. Justin Bieber and Hold On. Before that was Ariana Grande and One Last Time. It is Allison Curtis with you. It is exactly 10:28. And I'm so excited. Now, I had one of those fast-paced whizzy junkets earlier in the week, but I was delighted because it's Maya Rudolph, and I've been such a long-time fan of hers. She's brilliant. She is, of course, Bridesmaids. People will know that. Massive movie, Kristen Wiig. Former SNL cast member. She's lent her voice to a lot of animated movies, including this one, which is The Mitchells versus the Machines. It is from the makers of the Academy Award-winning Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and the Lego movies. And it's basically an action comedy movie about an ordinary family, very much set around this young girl named Katie Mitchell, who's played by Abby Jacobson. She's wanting to escape her family life and go to college, where she's going to find her people and make quirky films. And it's a mixture of two different styles of animation. It is hilarious. Honestly, when I say it's a laugh a minute, it's for adults and for kids. And it's going to be out on Netflix globally on April 30th. And Maya Rudolph plays the mom, Linda. You're going to hear the voice of Beck Bennett as well, who plays a robot. Absolutely love him. Eric the Robot. And Abby Jacobson. And I cannot recommend it enough. It's such a brilliant movie. And this is my chat with them during the week.
Let it begin.
The last humans must be here somewhere. Wait.
They're coming.
Is that a burnt orange 1993 station wagon? Or is it...
Who are these unstoppable warriors?
We're the Mitchells. The only people who can save the world. I'm super sorry, everyone. Let me introduce myself. I'm Katie. I'm sort of a weirdo. My parents haven't figured me out yet. To be fair, it took me a while to figure myself out.
Abby, can I start with you? And you said Katie is such an important character and you wish you had this film around when you were growing up. How important is it for kids to see people like her? She's totally herself.
Yeah, I think, I feel like Katie is so refreshing right now. And essential, just like she's so creative. She's like searching for every which way to express herself. And I think another really important part, maybe when I said that, I don't know where I said that yet, but so Katie's queer, and it's not a thing. It's not the thing that is driving her and her family apart at all, which I love. And I just think is, you definitely don't see that in a lot of content. You don't see that for sure in an animated children's movie. And I was just really excited to be a part of that storytelling. I loved how supportive her parents were.
Maya, Linda is so positive, especially this year that we've had. Do we need to be more Linda?
Don't get me wrong. Being more Linda is very, probably very tiring, but I think that luckily Linda, it comes naturally for Linda. And and by the way, sure, we could all use it, right? But it's not easy to keep, you know, reminding your loved ones that, you know, they're going to be okay, you're going to be okay, that we're all in this together. Hey, and maybe even sometimes overstepping her boundaries, saying like, try to get along with your daughter, try to get along with your dad. But she knows the potential's there. And I do think, I mean, I certainly appreciate it when someone reminds me, let's not lose sight, or we're all good in, on the inside, or whatever it is. I appreciate that in other people. So yes, I'm sure if we had more Linda Mitchells, the world would be better.
But it's so good too, because the mother often plays the role of the fractious relationship with the child. And in this, she's getting along. I love that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's lovely. And I think to speak to what Abby was talking about, that people are really seen for who they are in this movie. And so, and what I love about that is that everyone in the world is complicated, right? We're not one thing or the other. And so people are hard to get along with, and that's beautiful too. So being able to be that kind of person that sort of says like, I see your faults, I see your strengths, and I love you for who you are, is all very much being part of a family.
How about we put our phones down and we can make 10 seconds of unobstructed family eye contact, starting now. See, this is good right here. This is natural.
This is for you, Beck, by the way. This was just drawn 2 seconds ago. Absolutely. Eric slash Pal, my daughter, loves it. You're the robot we all want in our house.
Wow. Thank you. That's amazing. That's incredible. Tell her I love the drawing.
You are the robot we all want. You're not the one we're afraid of.
That's right. You want me in your house, taking care of stuff while you're asleep, while you're awake, just running the whole thing.
Maybe not while I'm asleep. I'm not going to lie.
I'll be there while you're asleep, doing whatever I think I need to.
That's what worries me.
It is a gorgeous film. It's so much fun. It literally is a laugh a second, and you're all amazing in it. And we really love it in our household. And I want to thank you guys for your time today. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Allison.
Thank you.
Every family has its challenges. We haven't had a good family picture in years because you two are always arguing. For my family, our greatest challenge, probably the robot apocalypse. We're the last people left. It's up to us to save the world.
Katie, we're going to do this together.
Mitchell family on three.
Sorry.
One. Mitchell family.
Weekend breakfast with Alison Curtis
and Cabri.
Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9.
Today FM.